Shannon Cloud of Smyrna was on hand to show support for the bill. She has an 8-year-old daughter who suffers from severe seizure disorders.
This is a very exciting day. Obviously, we're one step closer to getting medicine for our kids with seizures and all of the other adults and children in Georgia that need access to this medication to help them have a better quality of life.
But some say the bill doesn't go far enough. The question remains, how will families obtain the oil if it's not legally available here in Georgia? The bill's sponsor, Republican Representative Alan Peek of Macon, says he's in talks with an out-of-state manufacturer to ship the oil directly to those in need. He says he's also lobbying Governor Nathan Deal to apply for a federal exemption. If all that fails, Peek says he's willing to drive to a state where it's legal and bring the oil back himself, at the risk of jail time.
Maybe there's time for a little civil disobedience in order to show the lunacy of a federal law that says that I can be in possession of a legal product in Colorado and I can be in possession of a legal product in Georgia, but I'm going to get arrested because I'm driving through Kansas.
A separate bill sponsored by a Democrat allows for in-state cultivation. Republicans, though, are expected to unite behind Peek's bill. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.